Finley, you want to do a prayer for us?
Heavenly Father, I come to you today, and again, I am humbled with knowing the great God that you are, and that you still see, and all the things I do, and just love me, God, for that. I just pray, God, that you just watch over us, just give us guidance. And this morning, I want to ask for wisdom, that you just be with us and give us guidance as we work through situations in the county. And we pray for wisdom for all those in the state and the federal level also, God, that you just give us guidance for that. We know that each and every one needs to turn to you. And we pray, God, that you be with those who need your helping hand, your healing hand, and you know those better than any of us, God. We just pray that you be with them. God, we pray that you just give us guidance today. These things we ask in your name.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, could you lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any commission remarks? Monthly budget report.
Guys, I sent this to you before, and again, I don't know if there's anything, any alarming thing that needs to be talked about. Mike kind of caught me by surprise, left my copies in the office there, but do you have any questions that I might address here?
I don't have any.
I think probably we just need to know that the general county revenue is still up just a little bit, but we do have, I believe there will be an extra pay period come out of December, so we expect probably we may end up spending more than what we actually bring in this year. Don't know. Looking that way. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 346169 through 346240 and warrants 6364 through 6368.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
I said aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous and executive session minutes.
I don't think there was any executive session minutes, but approval of November 2nd. Regular session minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Surf contribution.
It's for Miss Neely.
Miss Neely.
Morning, gentlemen. Surf contribution is an annual response to surf that we do. Basically, back in 2000, and I think it was 2002 March, the legislator installed a requirement that the employees pay, or the county either, pays 4% of the income of anyone hired after March 1st, 2002. We have ever since then had the employees pay that 4%. This is your opportunity to change this for the county to pay it or for the employees to continue to pay it. I'm not expecting any change. I'm just letting you know that's what that form is all about, and I just need to know what the commission wants me to do. Continue as we have in the past.
That's my decision.
You want to make that a motion, Dan?
I'll make that a motion that we consider just that we continue just as we have.
And this is an annual report, so we're not doing anything different than we've done in the past.
Right. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
release of attorney documents.
We had a public service request for an attorney opinion on the salary commission, and the commission told me in your early morning meeting that you were going to put it on the agenda and decide whether or not to release those attorney's opinions today. Specifically, it was an attorney's opinion from Fake Connie on whether or not the salary commission should meet. Do you remember that now? Okay.
Is there any discussion?
I will need to respond to this public service request and explain why we're not releasing it. I do know it's been shared with two other elected officials. If you don't give me a response, I won't respond, but that does open us up because it is a Sunshine Law request. I don't know how to respond.
I don't basically don't have any opinion on an attorney's request. Whether documents between you and your attorney, whether you request something so you could place a vote is public knowledge or not, I don't know. Maybe that's a question for them, whether they...
Right.
Want their opinion released or not. If it is a public document, then I think it should be released. I'm not sure that it's a public document between individuals. We didn't receive this opinion, I don't think was ever discussed in a county commission meeting. I think it was received individually. I didn't even receive the request, but I got an opinion on it. So I'm not... What I'm trying to figure out in this situation, if it's a public document, then I think it should be released. If it is something that we request from our attorney individually, then I'm not sure that it is a public document. And if one person requested it and he sent it to two other people, I'm not sure it's a public document. If it is, it needs to be released. But I'm not sure it is, so I'm going to ask them to clarify that.
The only concern I have is I know, like, if I send an email to my attorney, that is attorney-client privilege. But if I share my email with another individual, I don't think it still has the attorney-client privilege there. But that would be a question for an attorney, not me.
If it's the commission's opinion, then it would be up to the commission to release the information.
I believe that's why it's posted, because I have a public service request.
So if nobody up here is willing to release the information because of attorney-private client privilege, my assumption is the answer is no.
That's my response. Okay.
You've got two gentlemen right over
there.
I don't know. We're now having a discussion.
Yeah. It's an opinion, is all it is an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll entertain a motion to release the opinion. Do I have a second?
Are you entertaining the motion or
yes.
Making the motion?
Well, I'll make the motion. I'll make a motion to release the attorney's opinion.
I don't know whether it's a public document.
It's
the opinion that he sent, the deal that I got on this deal was not for the commission. It wasn't requested by the commission. It was requested by an individual. So I'm not sure that it is a public document. If the question is this county commission violating anything by not releasing this, I don't have a clue that a personal opinion that I asked them is a public document. If it's a public document, yes, it has to be released. So that's my, I guess that's what I would wait and see. Mike, I'm going to go ask them. I'm not going to second your motion, but I'm going to go ask them, and I will be willing to do so if they give me the okay to do so. In the first place, if I ask an attorney something about you, Donna, or any individual, and they send me back a reply, I'm not going to release it to the public. If it's not, if it doesn't come from the county commission as a one body, that's what we are.
Can one commissioner ask the county's attorney for an opinion? I guess that would be the next question. And I don't know the answer to that one either, Danny. But I'm not trying to cause a trouble. I have a request. I've come to you for an answer. I don't know how to answer the citizen.
Well, is the citizen, now that you've said that, who is the citizen?
It's the media has asked for it.
The media has asked for this document. Mm-hmm. And how did they know about this document?
As I said, it was shared with more than one elected official.
I'm not trying to hide anything.
Well, I'm not.
We'll look. I'm going to make a motion that we... Yours died for lack of a second.
Motion died, so...
I think our attorneys are around today. I'm going to ask them, and we'll put this off. I see we've got an extended agenda, and we'll take this up at a later date.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Are we going to move on past the letter for County Aid Road Trust Program? Mr. Hayes?
Right, we have the University of Missouri Extension.
Yep. We'll go move on down to the University of Missouri Extension update.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for letting us come for the update. I'm Nellie Lammers with University of Missouri Extension, housed in Taney County, and the County Program Director. And so I will just start with my reaching out report, which is the top one. One thing that I really wanted to talk about for future, the last month I attended a training, Your Farm, Your Business, and Your Future curriculum, which will be released by University of Missouri Extension the end of January. And I think it's a really important thing that we're going to start offering for succession planning for farms and businesses, as well as retirement planning and estate planning. So that's an upcoming thing that I think will be very useful for a lot of people. I do have, under upcoming workshops, the third session of the MTI training that Crystal Irons and I are giving for the NEC company here in Forsyth. And that's this week on November 11th, and then on November 12th, a health insurance training, which is really about the Affordable Care Act in Branson. And that is open to the public. That is no charge. People can call our office in Taney County to find out about registration for that if they're interested, the Taney County Extension Office. Impacts for my programming, I just wanted to talk about the health insurance education session a little bit from the evaluations that I received. And these really have been consistent across the board at all of the Affordable Care Act trainings. people that attend are saying they will share the information with family members and friends, and really they all agree that they're really worth their time. They're learning what their rights and responsibilities are, learning about the tax credits available to them and the penalties that they have to pay if they don't have insurance and they don't have a waiver. Couple other things under County Program Director announcements. Our 4-H specialist is still doing the Science Saturdays at the Taney Hills Library. And we have child care training that's going on right now at White River Electric, really for caregivers, so mainly this is for child care providers. On the second page, the report is for our 4-H youth development specialist. And Willa has a lot of events that she's working on under 4-H events. She didn't put dates in here this time, but those dates can be found under the Taney County Facebook page or the 4-H newsletter. So that's under 4-H outputs, but she does a great job on that Facebook page and newsletter both. The third report is from our family nutrition education assistant, Barb Beck. And as always, she has a lot of programs that she's presented over the past month. Really, I wanted to highlight at the bottom, she says she's wrapped up Head Start classes and she will now start working with the K kids, the kindergarten kids at Forsyth, the first graders at Branson schools, the fourth, fifth, sixth graders in the after school program at Buchanan. And she is also working with the senior center, giving sessions for adults there. So working on being healthy and good nutrition. The next report is from our agronomy graduate assistant and Colin Hill, and he is continuing to do farm visits and consultations. He was a judge at the FFA contest in Hollister for the soil and water speech contest. He's helping with different Master Gardener events and also planning a December hay school in Taney County, working with our specialist Tim Schnackenberg for that. And then the last report is by Jim Worth, who is our human development specialist, and he presented 22 programs over the past month. Some things to highlight: the after-school care quality program, building protective family factors for families, and then Jim does really ongoing English for non-English speakers classes. So does anybody have any questions or comments?
On your upcoming workshops, the Health Insurance Education Initiative, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, Mike. Basically, it's information about the Affordable Care Act law. Of course, University of Missouri Extension does not help with enrollment in the marketplace at all. By law, we cannot do that. But we are educating folks about the marketplace as well as other options for buying their health insurance, what their rights now are under the Affordable Care Act, basically letting them know about the tax credits to help them pay their premiums that are available depending on their income level and depending on where they buy their insurance. And also there's some cost sharing available to a certain segment if they buy insurance through the marketplace. There are new rules in effect for health insurance companies that they have to follow, so we educate folks on that. There are new rules in place for what health insurance policies have to cover, and the minimum, or called the adequate coverage amount, and what is considered affordable under the law. So if they're getting health insurance through their employer, it has to be adequate and affordable. And if it is, then they cannot go to the marketplace and they are not eligible for tax credits.
Okay.
More information than you need.
No, that's fine.
Looks like they're busy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you all and your support.
Thank you. commissioned officers at Branson Airport.
Good morning. Gentlemen, what this this is a contract with the Branson Airport. In order for TSA to be open on the airport property, we have to have a commissioned officer on premises. This contract, of course, the commissioned officer out there is hired by the airport, and I have to commission him through the sheriff's office. This contract is to limit the amount of the commission where it's valid at, and also it places the liability on the airport instead of the county for that person. This contract was prepared by legal counsel, Mr. Cotty, and sent to the airport. They have signed it. There's also a $5 million insurance policy, a copy of the airport's $5 million insurance policy that was required by contract for them to have to cover this individual. So.
You said Frank did go over this?
Yes, Frank prepared it. Yeah, he drew it up.
Move to approve contract to provide limited law enforcement officer compensation or officer commission.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. If you would just send them one of the copies back. There's two copies there to sign. So. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Looks like we're scheduled to go into executive session under Section 610, 021, 3, 12, and 19. At, Ms. Wyatt, is there something you...
I just pointed to the commission. I know you can't explain me, but we didn't get abatements on the agenda. We got some 2015 abatements. If it would be possible, if Wesley gets it prepared, if you guys can maybe Thursday or whenever you, again, as soon as possible, vote on those so that we can get the new bills back out to the customer. I just met with him, and he's pulling them. There was a few there. If you guys see that you can, if you let him know, we'll get them up to you. Sometime before next week, the sooner that you could, if you could, if you're going to meet any time in the week or something, so we can get the bills, correct bill to the customers. Thank you for any consideration.
Move to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 3, 12, and 19.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Danny, aye.
Aye. Motion carries.